You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and this is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. Their website, the website they are associated with, is lifeguardianfoundation.org. Please, please, listeners, go there. Look at the PDF files. Look at the stories. There are so many resources on that website. You can also get your medical cards that you need to have with you at all times. Fill those out. Protect your family. Protect yourself. Let me just read a note, an email from Kate, who is a nurse, and she says, if no one wants to go through this horror, make up your mind now to not be a donor. Tell all your loved ones now that you don't want to be sacrificed in this way. As a nurse, you have cared for the patient. You may have developed a rapport and deep trust with the family. When death is anticipated, when the patient has signed donor consent, or whether the patient has signed donor consent or not, we are required to notify the procurement team. From that point on, nurses are instructed not to speak to the family about organ donation. The procurement team would do that when they arrived. When the family is in the throes of grief and extremely vulnerable to suggestion, your loved, for instance, they will say, your loved one will live on and somebody else, etc., etc. They know the keywords and have been trained to elicit the response they want. They are experts in manipulation. Beware. And that is from Kate. Bernice, would you like to comment on what Kate has said?
How true this is. I call her the woman in the blue suit who emerged while our son was in ER, and she seemed to be a very compassionate, very caring woman. She followed us. She offered us something to drink. She sat in the room with us and listened to us pray. She heard our hearts, and she heard us call out to our God. We had such great, and still do, such great hope and faith, and that's what we clung to our horror. 5.5 hours later, when the doctor emerged, and had announced after our son had been administered a test, in which we were not asked about, and I will let Dr. Byrne explain what the apnea test is. We had no idea. This is when this woman was introduced to us as a procurement agent. Now, we had just been told that our son was brain dead. We were told that it was time for us to go home. There's no way to even express our horror. We were literally out of our mind. This is very well orchestrated. And it is the vulnerability. Our son was victimized, and we were victimized. And our son was deceived and betrayed, and we were deceived and betrayed. And this is what they operate on. I have read scientific reviews. I've read much about this, and families are approached, and this is why, you know, if you read in early on, there used to be 24 hours before a person was declared dead when alive, brain dead. And they kept shortening that time, they have found that the shorter the time, the more apt they are to get an organ donor. They have found that in a person's grief and shock, they are more apt to get organ donors. People are more willing to donate. It is every aspect of the donor's care, the patient's care, is manipulated. And at the same time, the families are being manipulated. And they are trained.
So
they are trained to do this.
I'm so sorry, Bernice, but we do have to go to a break. Be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back. This is Tana. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones, and the website is lifeguardianfoundation.org.
Yeah. You can tell how much Bernice suffers, and so does every mother when she realizes how her son was tortured and dissected while still alive. It's very, very important that people learn this. And the caller who said, tell your relatives that you do not want to be an organ donor, that's very important. And then Kate, I believe was her name, the nurse who called in, she said it exactly like it is occurring, and I encourage Kate and the other listeners to get in touch with us and become part of what we're doing. If Kate would write that out, that would be very helpful to what we're doing. We know that's the way it is, but she's there firsthand and gets to see it happening. The other thing that occurred was that Bernice mentioned the apnea test. The apnea test is a test, but it's not for sleep apnea. Many people have heard of sleep apnea, but that's a different kind of thing. This apnea test is a test whereby the patient is taken off their life-supporting ventilator, and all of us breathe, take a breath every 3 to 5 seconds, 15 or 20 times a minute we take a breath. And so they take the patient off the ventilator, which is going at a rate of 15 or 20 times a minute. So they take the ventilator away, not for half a minute or 1 minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes, but up to 10 minutes. So they're up to 10 minutes without a breath. And what happens during that 10 minutes is that the carbon dioxide goes up. And when the carbon dioxide goes up, that makes the brain swell worse. And it makes the condition of the patient get worse. And so no one should ever get an apnea test, and no one should ever agree to an apnea test. But they don't tell the people what they're doing. They actually play a game of disguise by giving extra oxygen. Well, the respiratory system not only gives us oxygen but takes away carbon dioxide, but during that time, they deliberately allow the carbon dioxide to increase, and to increase to a point where it can only make the brain swell and only make the patient worse. And yes, in the medical cards that we distribute, it says, do not hasten death, do not shorten life, do not do an apnea test, do not take any organ for transplantation or any other purpose. And so the medical cards do that. The power of attorney does the same thing. And the people need to have these, and they especially need it when socialized medicine is becoming more overt, Affordable Care Act or whatever it might be called. It's government controlling how you're going to be treated or not treated, when in fact the responsibility for our health ought to lie within our own self, and we should be able to communicate with the doctor, and the doctor can evaluate us and recommend and prescribe the best treatment for us, but the treatment has to be to protect and preserve our life.
Right.
Deanna, are as very emotional things, especially for the survivors of the people that have had their organs taken from them. They suffer a lot. I listen to many of them when they call me, and I listen to them, and years later they're still suffering, and there's little or no help to help them get through those things.
I can see that. We do have some callers, but you said that the government, is really in control, and isn't it the corporations that are making all these profits that are controlling the government and that create this legislation to do these things to us? I think that is just terrible, just terrible. Let's take Tom. He's in Florida. Tom, welcome to the program.
Have what's the same story? You had another guest on this topic a while ago, and I had gone to a hospital with some Mexican neighbors to view a Mexican friend of theirs who was in the hospital.
You talked to Dr. Byrne at that time.
Oh, okay, yeah, and he did have the brain swelling, and then the nurse came in and pulled the tubes out, and he couldn't breathe without the tubes. His chest was going up and down because he was on the respiratory machine. And one of the Mexicans started to cry, when the nurse said that they were just going to give him one last test, and then declare him dead. And then she went and pulled all the tubes out and wheeled them by us, and then we had to leave. And then I got suspicious and came back later, a couple days later, demanded to see him again, what happened to him. And they wouldn't cooperate. They sent me over to the administration office, and they said, oh, well, because of privacy, we're not going to tell you anything. They suggested to call the coroner's office. They wouldn't tell me if he's alive or dead or anything. And then I called the coroner's office, and they gave me this runaround, but then this one woman was saying, oh, in Florida, they cannot organ harvest unless they have a written contract. And she said, oh, no, there's no way unless they had some of agreement they could have, in writing, you know, that they could not have taken the organs from this. He was about a 25-year-old Mexican. He got hit by a bike, by a car, and he did have brain swelling. And that was exactly the excuse the woman gave, the satanic nurse, the witch. She said, oh, he's brain dead. And he did have swelling on the right side of his head, too. But he looked completely normal. We thought he was going to make it. We thought he was going to be okay, you know.
Dr. Byrne, do you remember talking with Tom before?
Yes, I do. And he certainly did the right thing by trying to find out and that kind of thing. The laws are such, though, that it's all set up to get organs. Incidentally, a thing about the ventilator is a piece of equipment that we use, and the ventilator pushes the air in, but the air comes out only because the living person pushes it out. If the ventilator is working, the person is alive, because when someone is truly a cadaver, like occurs the remains of someone that's visualized at a funeral home, if one put a tube in the throat and connected that to the ventilator, the air would go in, but it wouldn't come out. It's only in the living person that the air can come out. And for the ventilator to work, the doctor is completely dependent on the life being there. It works only in the living person, and it cannot do anything to a cadaver. The ventilator depends on the life being there and depends on the circulation of the blood to the lungs and from the lungs and to the rest of the body and from the rest of the body. And so the ventilator works only in the living person.
All right. Thank you for that explanation. Tom, thank you so much. Did you have another question or comment?
Well, only that, you know, I think the whole system is so corrupt. It works on all these satanic corrupt people, like this nurse grabbing these tubes out of this man whose heart was beating, and he had okay color and his complexion and everything. We thought he would be okay. A 25-year-old Mexican man, healthy as could be, but I suggested vitamin C, I remember, and these people are just such rotten, cold, satanic witches. They just, oh, she wouldn't hear of it. Oh, we did our test, she said. We did that. He was in surgery and so on. And all across the United States, the system works because it's so corrupt. All these rotten people, thousands of them everywhere, they're all in cooperation with it. Every state, every city, every hospital is like a money machine. They're all there. They're just rotten people.
Some good people. There's some good people too. Like,
well,
Kate,
then where are they? Why don't they ever stop it? Why is it just this one person with this website that's here doing it? Why? How come there's no?
Well, because the mainstream media has covered this up and made it seem like a humanitarian thing to donate organs, and they spend billions of dollars doing this, and people are very tied into what they hear on TV, thinking that it is all very true. So Tom. Thank you for your call.
And okay. Tom, sometimes it's difficult to understand what makes people do what they're doing, but people do get led, and one thing about being led is that in the Medicare budget, there are lots and lots of dollars. I don't want to say the amount, but a lot of dollars are there for advertising, for encouraging people to become an organ donor, and this is being done from the federal government, and that's why billboards get put up. That's why ads are on the television, ads are on the radio. They're all paid for. We have very little budget to do what we're doing, because of the goodness of Deanna, we're on this program. And we get to people, and we get and who knows who we get to. We get to the right ones, but we need to get to more.
Right. All righty, we do have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes and take further calls.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com. Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne, and that's B-Y-R-N-E, and Bernice Jones, and they are associated with LifeGuardianFoundation.org. Please go there, make a donation, read the things that are there, and talk to your family, your relatives, everybody that you know. This is very essential that we do this. Let's take another call. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon to your guests. And my compassion goes out especially to Mrs. Jones there, you know, what she went through.
Indeed.
I remember about 40-some years ago, 45 years ago or so, there was an anonymous survey being done at a university, and they asked the students, would you be willing to kill someone for $50,000? And the way it was being relayed to me by a neighbor who had read about it, he said 40% of the ones questioned answered with yes.
Wow.
So
that kind of thing doesn't surprise me in a sense that a lot of people will do things for dollars. I try to think of just the good things about people, including the transplant surgeons. But on the other hand, the transplant surgeons, like the nurses that are involved, when they cut into that chest and they see the beating heart in front of them, when they know that circulation is going on and respiration, all those things that are essential to our being alive, they know that. And how they justify what they do, I really don't understand, but I try to think of only good things about them. The gentleman brings up in terms of a hypothetical question, and how many dollars would it take for someone to kill another person? Just beyond the way that I myself as a doctor can even think, but I don't doubt what he's saying.
Most of us, we cannot pass, you know, what goes into some people's minds. But one of the guests on RBN, Dr. Carly, she experienced it firsthand when she was working at the Brooklyn Hospital. And she had to take the consequences, very severe consequences, when she was blown the whistles about what was going on in some of the hospitals.
Yes.
Right.
You know? Well, I know about different things. I know God is good to me. God's good to all of us. But to give me a chance to participate in hospitals and to understand how they function and that kind of thing, and essentially all of the hospitals in the United States are participating in these things of organ transplantation, and it's done in such a way that it's acceptable. The hospitals that I'm familiar with have the organ transplant team come to speak on a regular basis, yet they do not allow any speakers to speak in any other way. And all of this is controlled, but it's of concern, but it's not of major concern to me, in the sense that Deanna and Bernice and I and other people who will join with us, we must speak up, and we still have a chance to speak up in this great country where we live, but we have to do it while we still can. Keep in mind that Hitler was elected, and in less than 6 years, the soldiers were in the street taking the people out of their homes, of people with disabilities and the like.
Well, that's according to information that was extracted by torture, so I don't even want to go there. I think we have enough problems in this country.
Yeah, and yes. Since you guys brought it up, I grew up over in Germany. I was born in 1942, and when I was a kid, there were several people around in our town. One had cerebral palsy, and then there were several others that were, you know, more or less mentally retarded. They still were alive. And the father with cerebral palsy, how he kept, you know, making a living, he was making baskets. You know?
Yeah, well, a lot of the things that we hear from the government and from the media are just not true.
And
so.
But as I say, you know, maybe here in North America, people should take a closer look what happened here in North America. But it has so vast spaces and a vast difference between cities and towns and from one end of the country to the other. You know, most of the people, they don't know what happens in another end of the country. They have to rely on the media, and it is all corporate controlled, the same way as
right.
The hospitals. Everything, every aspect of our life is corporate controlled.
Right. All righty, we do have to go to a real quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones, and the website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. Please go there. I'm always curious about who was on that committee at Harvard, but we do have a bunch more callers. Let's take another caller. Let's see, I guess it's Richard in Washington. Dave. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna. At least where I'm at, it is. Richard, though, it's still morning where he's at. Any case, I didn't catch the first hour of your broadcast. Did you discuss anything about a proxy?
We talked about the medical cards that are available, or the cards that are available where we can indicate what we want, what we choose for ourselves.
Let me touch then on the legal issue here of a proxy. If you do not have a proxy, folks, get one. You can go to any hospital and you can pick up a proxy form. In the proxy form, you can assign two people, relatives, friends, or whatever, as your proxy. If you are hospitalized and you do not have a proxy, then the hospital will assign a proxy for you. And if you got one of these butchers that likes stealing organs as your proxy, you've signed your own death warrant unknowingly. Likewise, like the state of Florida has mentioned, on the back of your driver's license in the state of Florida, it states whether you're a proxy donor or not. If it says you're a proxy donor, folks, you've sealed your own death warrant. If you're in an accident, most likely you ain't going to survive that accident. They're going to chop you up. And it's the way it is. I've had two relatives that have been euthanized by hospitals. They absolutely knowingly and intentionally killed them because they were without a proxy, somebody that could protect them from these leeches just wanting to steal their organs.
I would agree with the need to have someone to speak for you when you can't speak for yourself. But the first thing I say is that you should make sure that that someone loves you and that they wouldn't love to get rid of you.
Very much so.
That's right. Very important. Then the other thing is that the proxy should be such that the only thing that the proxy can do is to protect and preserve your life. Many of the proxies are written in such a way that under certain conditions the proxy can take away your treatment. That's not the way that what we recommend. And you can obtain what we recommend, and we're not attorneys. We're just people, and we recommend that you run it past your attorney, but that the attorney uses the language that will protect and preserve your life, and actually that's the only kind of thing that gets involved in terms of medical decisions. The question is if a test or a treatment will not protect and preserve your life, then I would say that has nothing to do with medicine. Sometimes I'm in a position of speaking with respiratory therapists and nurses and physicians and the like. And the principle that we adhere to is that if the test will protect and preserve your life, then you ought to get it. If it won't, you shouldn't get it. Likewise with the treatment, if it will protect and preserve your life. Protect and preserve are very key words. They're used, but they have great significance. Those words are in the oath that the president takes when he becomes the president, to protect and preserve the Constitution and the like. So these words are there, and the responsibility for our health lies with us. And yes, the doctor ought to be working for the patient. I really am concerned about doctors, because many doctors now work for hospitals, and hospital administrators do what the lawyer tells them to do, and the lawyer tells them in accord with the laws, and the laws are written so that they follow the directions from Health and Human Services, certainly with Medicare and Medicaid. But the private insurance companies follow the same rules and regulations. And so we already have a very controlled medicine, and looking at it from the perspective of someone who's been at it for a while, it seems to me that the doctor ought to be employed by the patient, not by the insurance company and not by the hospital administrator.
Yeah,
wow.
Doc, on that issue, yeah, you're right. On the form, it, as Doc has said, you can make it fill out any way you want it to do it. There's even some suggestions that are contained in the form that you can put in it. One of the main things, too, is also you should always put in there no administration of psychotropic drugs, because that's another little game they'll play. They'll give you some sort of psychotropic drug to induce a coma. And therefore, now they can con your family, and, well, he's brain dead. Hey, I've been there, folks. They tried to euthanize me, and I knew what was coming down. The hospital psychiatrist got fired because she told them she wouldn't participate in the activity, so they fired her. And I called my lawyer late at night, and she says, you got to do a proxy. And her and I got a proxy done at midnight that night. And the next morning, a psychiatrist came in from another hospital 35 miles away and tried to have me committed. And I told him he needed to go down and read my proxy because he didn't have any right to represent me, and he wasn't my physician. Get out of my room. He went down and looked at the proxy, and he said, saw that it said Mary on it, and he skipped the first proxy, and he went to the second, my mother. And my mother, he called my mother and wanted permission to have me committed. And she says, well, I don't know what to say about this. You need to call Mary Osgood. My mother didn't even know I had filled out the proxy that night before. And he never did call Mary Osgood, attorney at law. Needless to say, in 3 days, I was out of that hospital.
So a lot of problems, and yes, it does help to have proxy, but it also helps to tell your relatives that you want to live and that you want your life to be protected and preserved. And the medical cards say that you wish to live, that you direct all medical and surgical treatments and care, including nutrition and hydration, be given to protect and preserve my life. The cards are written in very simple but clear language to protect and preserve your life and does not allow anyone else to shorten your life or to hasten your death.
Yeah, I was in a car accident, and they were viewing me as a primary organ donor, and they were just drooling over my organs, how much money that hospital was going to make if they euthanized me.
Right.
What a sick bunch of puppies.
Well, thank you, Dave, for calling in.
You're welcome. That proxy's important, folks. Get one. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. All righty. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I worked as an EG technician and was involved in brain death studies. And I just want to emphasize two important points that have been brought out in the program. A child is very different from an adult. Up to the teens, he's in an anabolic state, and he can recover in very extreme circumstances and has a wide range of recovery potential. And secondarily, these EEG studies, they're very different for a child. A child has a totally different pattern because his brain is not yet finalized. So you have to really beware if you're a parent and you take your child into a hospital that he needs extra protection, because they'll use the idea that, you know, these studies are significant, but they're all based on the adult model, and a child is very exceptional in relation to that.
Good.
Wow.
Those are all good points, and certainly we thank him for his comments. When I started to study this issue in 1975, children under the age of 12 were not considered for brain death. And that didn't make any sense to me. In a short time, they made it that it didn't apply to anyone under the age of 5. But still didn't make any sense to me because...
Yellow.
And then they keep lowering the age down to where it's any child, any infant within 1 week of birth can be declared brain dead and becomes a candidate for organ transplantation. And so the laws are all written to get organs. The laws are not written to protect and preserve your life. And people have to realize that it's legal to do all of these things in these United States. And part of how it got to be legal is because the organ transplant people lobbied the legislators to get these laws passed. It wasn't that the issues were studied. You mentioned, Deanna, the Harvard committee. The Harvard committee did not study any patients. The Harvard committee didn't study any experiments on dogs or cats or rats or anything else. They just published what they called was the criteria for irreversible coma, and then they translated that into brain death, and they did that for the main reason was to get organs for transplantation. And for organs to be taken for transplantation, they must be healthy organs, and every organ that's transplanted comes from a living person. After someone is truly dead, after someone has gone from a living body through true death to a dead body, you can't get any hearts or livers for transplantation from a dead body.
Amazing. Do you know who sat on this committee? Do you know who the people were? There were seven, or did you say six? Six or seven people?
On the committee at Harvard, my memory says that there were 13. But significant was that there were no cardiologists, there were no family physicians, cardiologists know about the beating heart. The heart is an amazing organ. The heart has built into it its own little brain. The beating of the heart is initiated within the heart itself. And the heart beats, and then it has a sensing mechanism to say it's contracted enough and to stop. And then it becomes quiet, and then it initiates another beat all on itself. And it doesn't require the brain to do this, as evidenced by the fact when they do a heart transplant, they cut the heart out, and there's no connection from the brain of the donor or the brain of the recipient. The beating of the heart is intrinsic to the heart, does not require the brain, and it's just an amazing organ. It isn't just a muscle like you might be able to see the biceps muscle, that kind of thing that has an origin and a muscle body and then a place where it ends up. The heart is not like that at all. It has its own brain, its own nervous system, and the little nerves go to every muscle fiber and coordinates the contraction. The contraction begins in the heart. It's coordinated. It's just an amazing organ. And how they decided to ignore this completely in this declaration of brain death, it makes no sense. And when I began to study the subject and saw that they had no patient data, no basic science studies when they published the Harvard criteria, and then I looked to the second one, which was 1971, it became known as the Minnesota criteria. They did brainwave testing on 9 patients. 2 of the 9 had brainwave activity, and if you use the standards that they use nowadays, probably 6 of the 9 had brainwave activity. And then their conclusion was no longer was it required to do brainwave testing before they made a declaration of brain death. And with that, the requirement to do brainwave testing was thrown out. And yes, they ordinarily or often they do it, do brainwave testing, but they're not required to, and sometimes they don't.
Amazing. All right. Richard, did you have another comment? Okay. Well, let's take Michelle in North Carolina.
Hi.
Michelle, welcome.
Yes, it's Michelle. Hi.
Hi.
Deanna?
Yes.
I just want to say hello to Dr. Burns. He is a wonderful, he has done so many things. He's an outrageous, activist in this. But the reason why I'm calling is because earlier he was speaking to another man. I don't know who he was. He had an accent. And he started to speak about Hitler. And then it kind of stopped from there, and then the caller just kind of disappeared. And I just wanted to make a small comment. This is not a speculation, but these are actual facts. And when I read the materials of Dr. Burns, which is, very important, he makes a great analogy about what happened in history with Hitler. And trying to open people's eyes of what's happening today. And, a lot more people through Dr. Burns and other people as well, and, the different, media and things that are happening, are seeing this now and understanding this. I mean, it was about a year ago that I didn't even think of organ donation. And now Dr. Burns has opened my eyes to it. But I would like to go back to that because it's not a speculation. It's actual history. It's actual, you know, written. It's data. It's rote. I would like to hear, you know, a little bit more of what he was, you know, trying to say earlier.
I think that's kind of another subject that we have like 4 minutes left. And so we won't be able to address that today. But we do a lot of programs on accurate history.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, to Dr. Burns, thank you so much for doing everything that you're doing. You know, if anybody's an advocate or a proxy, Dr. Burns is definitely the one. He has done so much for many people.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Michelle, for your phone call. All righty.
Thank
you. We do need to go to our last break. We'll be right back. 3 minutes.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is our last segment, and our guests today have been Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones, and the website is lifeguardianfoundation.org, and I did receive an email from Lark, and I'm just going to read part of it because we do have another caller that I want to get to also. He says, my only brother Bob was murdered just last year in the similar manner as was Bernice's son. that my sister-in-law allowed this to happen, and my niece supported her mother's decision, despite my insistent warnings and protestations, has caused a wedge to be driven between us ever since. And to this day, I still don't have the heart to fully explain what her actions forced my brother to suffer in his final moments alive. Oh, I'm so sorry, Lark. Let's take Jim real quick in Chicago.
Yeah, I want to ask, if you're like a seven-month premature baby that's born, do they still harvest organs, or how do all these issues apply to a seven-month-year-old premature baby that dies?
To a seven-month gestational baby?
Yeah,
is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, if the
baby is stillborn.
Not stillborn. It actually lives for about a day and then dies.
Yes. No. They want organs from them too, and so they do everything to get organs from everybody and anyone. And
what if it dies like in your hands?
Yeah. Once somebody
is still harvest it later.
No, once somebody is dead, there are no organs you can transplant. They must be alive.
Because it died in my hands, but does that mean it may still be alive? Or
when somebody goes from being alive to being dead, they're clearly different. And once somebody is dead, there is no beating heart and there's no circulation. And to get organs for transplant, you have to have beating heart and you have to have circulation. So
they don't try to trick you some way by making it look like it's dead, even though you have it, you have it in your hands.
Obviously, people with less experience don't have the same information that people with more experience. But on the other hand, the difference between life and death is very much the same. A child can tell the difference whether they're goldfish is alive or dead.
In my hands, the premature baby.
Yes, a premature baby.
As far as no movement and it lost a little bit of
color. Die in your
color.
Hands, and after death, then the organs are no good for transplant.
But are they good for something? Like, do they still make money out of it somehow?
Oh, yes, they certainly do. Yes.
I
don't know all the ways that they make money, but but money gets involved, and they're happy to get any and all kinds of.
Well, you don't know how they make money, even if it is dead.
I don't know how it's all done. I just know that it is done, and what we have to do is, first of all, pray a lot. Secondly, tell all our relatives who want to live as long as we can. And we don't want to be an organ donor.
Right. All righty. Thank you for your phone call, Jim. We have run out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Byrne and Bernice. Bless
you.
Thank
you, Deanna, very much for having us.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.